Starting in the 1920s, real estate developers began using deed restrictions to guarantee that new housing developments for whites were occupied by people of the same race and class. In 1925, Durham adopted its first zoning code. It outlined a plan for the city that emphasized sameness and separation.
This 1926 deed from Hope Valley shows the rules for new housing development in the neighborhood. Minimum lot sizes and housing costs made it impossible for working class people to afford these homes. Black people were not allowed to live in the community except as domestic servants. Other Durham neighborhoods with racial restrictions included Forest Hills, Watts Hospital Hillendale, Duke Forest, Northgate Park, and Glendale Heights. Racial deed restrictions were ruled illegal in 1948, but their language is still on the books today.
This image shows two aerial photographs, one of Walltown and one of Hope Valley. Zoning and deed restrictions led these two neighborhoods to develop in a very different way. Walltown was high-density housing, built close to the street and on a tight gridded street network. Hope Valley homes are very large, far apart from each other, and set back from the curved streets.